我们再请翻开马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章，我们从第五节读到第十五节。
Matthew chapter 6, we'll read from verse 5 through verse 15.
你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒伪善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你祷告的时候，要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。你们祷告不可像外邦人，用许多重复的话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 5-8. When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition, as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him.
第九节，所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Verses 9-15. Pray then in this way. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgression.
我们再低头一点祷告。
Our heads for another word of prayer.
父啊，我们在这里站在面前。
My Father, we stand before you.
我愿你的灵再来教导我们，进入你的深处。
And may your spirit teach us how to enter into your depths.
就在祷告的这件事上，也需要你再来教导我们。
And on this matter of prayer, we truly need you to teach us once again.
好叫我们的祷告真是能够摸着父的心。
That our prayers would touch the heart of the Father.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们说马太福音说到天国的福音。
We've shared before that the book of Matthew is the gospel of the kingdom.
当我主第一次来的时候，他为我们的罪挂在木头上，担当我们的罪，叫我们信他就不至于灭亡，反得永生。
And when the Lord first came down to earth, we said that he died for our sins upon the cross, and that whoever believed in him would not perish but have eternal life.
这是一个大好的福音。
This is a great gospel.
人人都要来信他。
And all men should come together and believe in him.
但是我们的主还要再来。
But our Lord will return again.
他来的时候在地上建立他的国度。
And on this earth, he will establish his kingdom.
万物都要复兴。
And all things will become new.
那么我们要跟着主一同作王。
And we will reign together with our Lord.
这也是福音。
This is also a gospel.
这是更是一个大好的福音。
This is an even greater gospel.
那么马太福音就告诉我们呢，不但是我们要认罪悔改，我们要等候主的再来。
So the Gospel of Matthew tells us not only we have to recognize our sins and repent, but there is a greater kingdom to come.
马太五六七章说到在天国这里头生活的人，他应该什么样的生活，应该什么样的性情。
And Matthew 5, 6, and 7 talks about the kingdom of heaven and those who would enter into it, what kind of character, what kind of personality, what their actions would be like.
在我们读的这一段主的话里头。
And we, as we read this section of the Lord's Word,
他更是告诉我们呢, 一个活在国度里头的人, 等候着的国度的人,
so here the Lord tells us how important it is for a person who hopes to enter into the kingdom, what kind of prayers he has.
祷告跟主的国度是紧紧相连的,
where prayer and the kingdom of the Lord are very closely linked.
一面呢, 我们呢, 常常祷告, 我们呢, 等候主的再来,
very often we will pray and await for the Lord's return.
哎呀, 在要进国度的人, 在国度里头有基督有份的人, 我们今天何等要经常需要常常警醒的祷告。
And for those of us who want to have a portion with the kingdom, we have to pray often.
黑夜已深了, 白昼将近啊, 在这个末世的时候, 何等需要常常活在主的面前, 就是祷告, 让预备好,
and now, as the dark is coming and the dawn is just around the corner, we have to pray very earnestly.
另一方面呢, 我们记得祷告啊, 也催促主的再来。
On one hand, we praying to encourage the Lord to come quickly.
启示录最后一章的时候, 他说, 见证这事的, 证明这事的人呢, 那个, 这是我哈, 然后我必快来。
And in Revelation it says, those testify, and I'm testifying that I will come very, very quickly.
那么在头一节圣经里头啊, 那个约翰有一个回应, 说主啊, 我愿意来。
And in that same verse, the author of John replies to the Lord, Lord, I desire for you to come quickly.
哎呀, 主他的心, 他是何等愿意快快快快地回来。
And he truly desires for the Lord to come quickly.
他要他的圣徒们里头有这样子回应, 说主啊, 我愿意来。
And the Lord desires for his people to also have this response. Lord, we truly want you to come back.
历世历代的圣徒们的这里面的祷告都一个催促的主啊。 愿你早早早早早的快来。
And throughout the ages, one of the prayers of the saints is, "Oh Lord, we want you to come quickly."
所以今天呢，我们在地上生活的时候啊， 一个基督徒祷告的生活何等样的重要。
And likewise with us, how important it is for our prayers.
那么主在这里，首先呢， 他先告诉我们一个祷告的时候啊，需要三点需要注意的。
So when the Lord teaches us how to pray here, he gives us three points that we have to be aware of.
第一个呢，祷告呢，是祷告的生活，是在内室的生活。
Firstly, the prayer life is a hidden life.
那么在我们公开的聚会里的话，我们是常常在祷告。我们聚会的基督徒聚会，一聚会的时候就会祷告。
But when we gather together and our service together, we pray openly and before we start services, we pray.
好像很多的机会，基督徒们一在一起的时候呢，我们现在就是有个祷告啊。
Every time we gather together, one of the first things that we do seems to pray.
我记得有一次在公司的时候，那个我们要开会，但是呢，开会的同事们大部分都是弟兄们，所以我一开始说，哎，我们是不是要学祷告？<laughs>
So one time while I was at work and we were having this meeting, and the vast majority of the people meeting were all brothers and. We had this thought that should we start this meeting with a prayer?
当然我没有祷告了，不过这好像一个很自然哈，这基督徒聚在一起的时候，就会请弟兄就来祷告。Of
course, we didn't pray for that meeting, but when we gather together as Christians, it seems very natural for us to begin with prayer.
哎呀，好多的各样的聚会开始的时候祷告，有些聚会是专门是为了祷告啊。Before
many meetings, we start with prayer, and there are many meetings that are dedicated solely to prayer.
我们说过，这样的祷告实在是一种服事。And
we said before that this kind of prayer is a service.
一个摸着主心的祷告，在基督当中把整个聚会带到主的面前。A
prayer that touches upon the heart of the Lord can bring the entire meeting before the Lord.
但是呢，在聚会当中公开的祷告了，必须是有我们内室祷告做基础的。But
this prayer in the open, we need to have a foundation first of hidden secret prayer.
除非呢，我们在内室里头常常跟主亲近，有非常美好祷告的生活。
Unless we first have this prayer life in the inner room before the Lord.
我们呢很难在这机会当中能够有一个这是摸着主心的祷告。
It would be very difficult for us to have this outward prayer that can touch upon the heart of the Lord.
啊，当你听到弟兄们、姊妹们在聚会当中那个摸到主的祷告的时候，你知道他的内心在战火跟主是曾经有何等样亲密的交通。
When you hear someone pray in the congregation and you feel that prayer has truly touched upon the heart of the Lord, then you would know that in their inner room they have this intimate meeting with the Lord.
所以我们在聚会当中祷告的时候。虽然是在聚会祷告，也为着跟着弟兄姊妹祷告，但是我们不是为了人祷告。
Truly, when we gather together, we do pray when we openly together and we pray, but it's not for people, but for the meeting.
在聚会当中，我们祷告还是把我们一同带到父的面前，向着父而去祷这个祷告。
And in our prayer in these meetings is to bring all of us before the Lord and it's prayer for the Lord.
这样的祷告需要深刻的内室跟主交通的那个生活。
So if that kind of prayer to occur, we need the deep understanding of prayer in the inner room.
那么第二个呢，他说到呢，我们祷告的时候呢，不要用重复的话。
Secondly, he says, when we're praying, do not use meaningless repetition.
像些许多外邦人一样啊，他们以为话多了就能够听，就闭门垂听。
As the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words.
啊，我们知道，就今天世上宗教有不少宗教，他们就是用一些话重复的念，重复的念，重复的念啊，是他们的祷告。
And we know today there are many religions that when they pray, they have a few words that they repeat over and over and over.
那么好像那个。对，说多了，同样的话说多了，那个他的神明，他非听不可。
That and it seems that they believe that if they say it enough times, that the spirit would have to listen.
所以底下呢，他的教底下有一个主导文呢、啊，主教导我们怎么祷告啊。
But here we have the Lord teaching us how to pray.
那在教会的历史上的时候啊，在有在那个有时候会把这个这主导文呢、啊，当做一个。我不知道怎么翻译啊，一个经来念啊，这个经的英文怎么翻啊？
Yeah. So here we have what's called the Lord's Prayer, and throughout the history of the church, many people have taken the Lord's Prayer and used it as a liturgy to repeat.
我小的时候啊，在天主教里面呢、啊，那么他就是要求啊，你要每天要念这个主导文，要念几遍，念圣母经几遍，圣光荣经几遍，天天念这个经啊。
And so when I was growing up in the Catholic Church, they told us you have to read the Lord's Prayer, you know, so many times a day. You have to read these verses so many times a day.
那么，现在回想起来的时候啊，那时候真的不知道在念什么。
And now that I think about it, back then when I was reading, I didn't really understand what I was reading.
那很多时候，我想着为了让人重复的说一些话的时候啊。不但是我们要提醒神这件事情，这要有什么成就，很多时候可能也要在说服自己哈，这个神是不是在听我们祷告？
When we repeat these prayers many times, it seems that not only were we trying to remind God of what we're praying, but to reassure ourselves that the Lord is hearing our prayers.
今天呢，我们在教会里头啊，是没有把主导文当作经来念啊。
Today we don't use the Lord's Prayer as a liturgy to read every day.
很多时候呢，我们祷告是不是用重复的话来祷告
？But often when we pray, are we repeating words or repeating ourselves over and over?
有一个曾经的几年前有一个年轻的这个基督徒啊，问我说，跟我说，你们波饼聚会的时候啊，每次一波饼聚会。知道是哪一个弟兄啊？怎么？就是你已经知道他祷告什么。
One young Christian a few years ago mentioned to me that in our communion, when this brother, particular brother, gets up to pray, even before he speaks, you already know what he's going to pray about.
我们当然，我们也在一段时间里头，我们对主的一件事情，我们这经历非常深刻，还没想到那件事情，我就那个那些话祷告到同样的祷告话就出来了。
We may have been studying a particular section, and whenever I think about that section of God's word, then my prayer would follow.
但是如果每一次都是这样子的话呢
？But if every single time it was like this.
今年每月的话，我们祷告就是祷告同样的事情。
And every time we pray this whole month, we're praying about the same thing.
我想呢，是说到呢，是我们可能对主的认识的经历啊不够新鲜了。
it may be that our understanding of the Lord and our recognition of Him might not be quite so fresh. As we gather together to remember the Lord, there are so many things about the Lord that we can remember. How great is the Lord's name? What is the breadth and length and height and depth of His love?
主的公义是何等样的信实?
His justice is so
great.
There are so many ways with which we can praise and give thanks to our Lord.
当然我们说了，有可能有一段时间我们对主的爱是特别有感觉，所以好一段时间我们就在祷告，在纪念主的爱。
There may be a point in time where we feel especially close to the Lord's love, and we've experienced it, so that we would pray about His love.
但是呢，如果我们这个常常活在主面前的话，
but if we constantly dwell before the Lord,
就像那个诗歌，那个大卫说，我心里涌出美意啊，论到我王的事啊，我的手是快手笔啊。
David says in the Psalms that every time I think about the Lord, I feel so encouraged that I have to write a new song.
然后我，那么，真的是我们要描述我们的主，我们要来这个称颂说，说不完的话，像那个诗人所说的，哎，快手笔，长不写不完的，说不完的啊。As
the psalmist says that the words are not enough, and they can't write enough about the Lord.
如果我们呢跟着主的心那个经历是非常新鲜活泼的话，
if our experience with the Lord is living and new,
我们一定有很多很多不同的话，我们来纪念我们的主，称颂我们的主，赞美我们的主。
We would have many different words with which to praise and worship our Lord.
这是第二点。
This is the second point.
那么第三点呢，他要我们再注意的是，那我们在祷告的之前呢，要知道一件事情，我们还没有祷告之前呢，父他早已经知道了。
The third thing is that before we even begin praying, the Lord already knows.
有的时候呢，我在听着弟兄姊妹祷告的时候，让我提醒我自己了哈。
And many times when I hear other brothers and sisters pray, and even I'm reminding myself.
好好的祷告了之后啊，我们告诉神说，主啊，你知道吗？啊，这个弟兄他最近生病了。
When we pray, sometimes we seem to be reminding Lord, Lord, did you know that this brother, he's sick?
主啊，你知不知道这个弟兄他最近失业了？ Lost job.
Lord, did you know that this brother today he lost his job?
主啊，这个弟兄啊，他在病痛当中，他需要人照顾，他需要医生，他需要很多医疗的费用。主啊，你知道吗？
Lord. Did you know that this brother is sick and he needs these doctors and this medicine and this treatment?
有时候我在听着祷告的时候说，如果我是主的话说， yeah, 我知道。
And sometimes when I hear these prayers, I'll imagine the Lord sitting there saying, yeah, I know.
不但是主知道我们一切那个我们的需要，我们的难处，主还知道他要怎么，他要做什么，他什么样的带领人。
The Lord not only knows what we need, but He already knows how He's going to deal with our needs.
有的时候我们呢，到那个告诉主说主什么什么，告诉他完以后，然后告诉主你要怎么做，这一二三四天主要怎么做。
Sometimes when we pray, not only will we tell the Lord, Lord, this is what we need, and this is how we want you to deal with it.
哎，那个主，我想主也很为难啊。那个主他已经是有事情要做，但是你要我吩咐主的主要是要这样做，那样做，那样做。
And it seems that we put the Lord in a tough spot because He already has His plan with how to deal with our need, but we keep asking Him to deal with it in a different way.
主他说呢，我在祷告之前呢，要记得一件事情。
So the Lord reminds us that when we go to pray, we have to be reminded of this.
他说你们没有祈求以前呢，你们所需要需用的，你们的父，他说呢，早已知道了，还不是知道，是早已知道了。
So, for your father knows what you need before you ask him, before we even ask him.
A long time ago, 他早就知道了。
The Chinese translation says that it's long before you ask, he already knows.
那么，哎呀，我们就是来到主面前说，主啊，你知道。那么主，但是我觉得下面这个问题了哈，就会问，那主如果知道的话呢，我还祷告什么呢？
So, when we come to this point, we have this question, well, if the Lord already knows, why am I even praying?
主如果已经知道这个弟兄的难处，那个姊妹的难处，主已经知道主要怎么来救他，怎么来帮助他，怎么带领的话，
if the Lord already knows that this brother and this sister need help, and He knows how He's going to save them and help them and comfort them, if the Lord already knows and He already has a plan, what am I praying for? This is a very good question.
我想呢，虽然主知道，我们还要来祷告呢，有很多有不少的原因。
Even though the Lord knows, the reason we still have many good reasons to continue praying.
那第一个呢，主知道我们所需要的，但是我们不见得是知道。
Even though the Lord knows what we need, we may not know ourselves.
很多时候我们祷告了，不见得是他这里说是我们需用的啊，不是我们想要的。
The Lord knows what we need, not what we want.
很多时候呢，我们的祷告，我们所说我要这个，我要那个，这个要怎么做，不见得是我们这头真的是最基本的需要的，而是我们只是想要的啊。So
oftentimes when we pray, we say, "Oh Lord, we need this and this and this." Are they really what we need, or are they just things that we want?
那么要找工作了哈，那个公司他说我们说啊，他找一个工作，这个工作非常好，哎呀，这个从这个从他薪水他的工作量他的那个签证都非常好，哎呀，主啊，这个工作很想要，这个你的帮我哈，这个你是要帮我哈。
So when we're considering new jobs, you may say, "Oh, this job has a good salary, it has a good amount of workload and great benefits. Lord, how are you going to help me get the job?"
但是呢，我们可能都不知道，这到这个工作去的时候呢，他第一个，我们需不需要那么多钱？第二个呢，你需不需要那个花那么多时间在这些事情上？
So what we may not consider is that, do we really need all the salary and the benefits, or do we need to spend so much time at work there?
那么，我们呢，很多时候。
We may not really know what we need ourselves.
很多时候，有没有一个经历啊？你在为这些祷告的时候，你来到主面前，祷告完了之后，你发觉呢，不要为这些事情求了。祷告了以后呢，你就感觉是不要为这些事情再求了。
Sometimes have you ever had this experience where when you pray for something, that after you finish praying, that you feel that you don't need to ask about it anymore.
他让我们知道我们真的是需要什么。
The Lord lets us know what we truly need.
他也让我们真的知道我这个弟兄，我这个姊妹，我这教会，这个是需要什么。
And he would tell us what this brother and this sister or this family really needs.
那么有的时候我们知道了，就知道需要，但是呢，主什么时候做，我们不知道。
Sometimes we may know what we need, but when the Lord asks, will act, we don't know.
这也许这件事情确实是我们需要的，确实神也真要做的。
It may be indeed true that this is something that we need and the Lord is willing to act on it.
但是神不一定现在做。
But it is not guaranteed that the Lord will act immediately.
那么主他有他自己的时间。
The Lord has His own timing.
那么让我们呢，也许我们在学习等候的功课。
Maybe He wants to teach us about patience.
也许我需要我的弟兄的姊妹学习神家的功课。
Or maybe we need our brothers and sisters to learn the lesson of the cross.
主知道,
the Lord knows.
主也要做,
and the Lord will act.
但是主不见得现在做,
but the Lord may not act right now.
我想呢，这个祷告呢，最重要的祷告呢，要让我们呢，这进入的是，知道父他要做什么。
What prayer lets us do is to enter into the understanding of what the Lord
is doing.
So we may not know what we need, we may not know what the Lord is going to do, we may not know when He's going to do it, but more importantly, we may not understand His will and His purpose.
在圣经里面呢，那个有两个地方呢，教导我们怎么样祷告啊。
There are two places in the Bible that teach us how to pray.
那么在提摩太前书第二章的时候呢，他保罗他就教导提摩太。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, Paul is teaching Timothy.
他说呢，我劝你第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢。 为君王和一切在位的也是如此，好叫我们能够敬虔端正，平安无事的度日的。
I want prayers and treaties to be made for all men and for the kings and rulers so that we may live a peaceful life.
那么在那里，那这个是一个什么样的祷告？它是一个代祷的祷告，对不对？
What kind of prayer is this? This is an intercessory prayer.
它是说你要为万人的嘛，对不对？你要万人的那个祷告，要为君王跟在位的祷告。
I would pray for all the people and for the kings and rulers.
但是呢，他不是一开始就告诉我们要去再求。他一开始他说要为他们祷告的时候，先要恳求。
He says first we need to ask the Lord.
Supplication. 那说到我们的也先有一个恳切的心啊，一个迫切的灵。
That we would have a humble and a humble spirit
urgent heart. 那么很多时候因为是别人的事情嘛，我们的这里头那个就没有那个紧迫感啊，所以先把那个负担先推给我们。
So since we are praying for other people, we may not have this sense of urgency. But so first we need to ask the Lord to put that sense of urgency within us.
然后呢，他说呢，要在恳有那个恳切的心之后呢，他就来祷告。
And now that we have this urgent heart, then we begin to pray.
他这个祷告呢，是做到我们跟神之间的交通，跟他在神面前的在跟他的交流哈。
And then we would have this fellowship with the Lord.
我们知道父他要做事情。
We know that the Lord wants to do something.
他愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
We know the Lord wants all men to be saved, and not a single one to be lost.
所有在位的人呢，这都是神赐给他们的那个权柄在位的。
So all of those who are rulers, the Lord has given them the authority to rule.
我们在为他们在求之前呢，先来问到来到神面前，父啊，你要我怎么为他们祷告
？So before we pray for them, first we have to ask the Lord, Lord, how do you want me to pray for them?
父啊，这个国家需要什么
？Lord, what does this nation need?
这个在位的总统需要什么
？What does this president need?
这个在我们在教会的这些弟兄们需要什么
？What these elders in the church need?
在公司里头呢，老板们他们需要什么？我怎么那个神啊，你的心意是什么？
At work, what do my bosses need? What is your will?
哎呀，现在这公司那个要那个大裁员了，可能要很多会我的工作会受到那个影响了。那么可能我的那个很多服侍也不容易的。但是呢，在祷告之前呢，父，你在这世上你要做什么
？So maybe at work we're undergoing many great changes. My work would be impacted, before we pray for our jobs, we ask Lord.What are you going to do?
在我们跟神有一段时间交通的时候，交通之后
，After this period of fellowship with the Lord，
哎呀，我们连知道该怎么样祷告
，Then we would know how to begin to pray。
啊，我们这底下说代求
，And then we would intercede。
啊，站在这个人的地位上，站在这软弱人的地位上，需要的地位上，站在他们地位上为他们代求。
And in this position of need and In humbleness, then we would ask.
很多时候呢，很多时候我们呢，一看见一件事情有这个需要的时候，我们就直接就来一个为他的事情代求了。
Oftentimes, when we see an area of need, we go immediately and we pray for that need.
然后发觉呢，那个这刚好为什么祷告那个主不听呢？还有一个原因呢，我们根本不知道是父要做什么。
Oftentimes.When it seems that our prayers are going unanswered, it's because we didn't even know what the Lord was planning on doing.
当我们有这个恳切的灵，迫切的心的时候
，when we have this sense of urgency and this humility,
当我们跟我们的父之间有良好的交通之后
，and when we have this good fellowship with the Lord,
我们知道要怎么样祷告
，then we would know how to pray.
因为我们知道父要做什么事情
，because then we would know what the Lord is planning on doing.
在这样的情形之下呢，祷告的时候呢，祷告完底下呢，还要注谢。
And after, in these conditions, after we pray, then we have to give thanks.
很多时候呢，我们说我们为了祷告要注谢，说啊，父啊，你过去做的事情，曾经成就我祷告的事情，哎呀，也是成就了，感谢你啊。
Oftentimes when we pray and give thanks, we give thanks for things that the Lord has already done.
啊，那时候那些事情，我们常常把过去曾做的事情忘了，我们也没来感谢神。
And we may even forget about the things the Lord has done for us, and we may not have remembered to give thanks.
但是他在那里说的话，更说到，如果我们是这样子来祷告的时候呢，你知道父要成就了。
But in that point when we know what the Lord is doing and we pray for it, we know that the Lord will accomplish it.
父啊，为着你要这么做，或者你要已经成就，虽然事情还没有做成，我感谢你，因为这是你的心意，你必定要做成。
So when we pray, we should give thanks for what we know the Lord will accomplish, even though it hasn't been accomplished, because we know the Lord is faithful and He will do it.
为着人还没有看见要成就的事情，他是父已经做成的事情，我们感谢神。
We give thanks to the Lord for things that man has not yet seen, but we are certain that He will act.
在那个腓立比书的时候呢，他也是另外有个教导我们怎么祷告。
In Philippians is another section that teaches us how to pray.
他说应当义无挂虑啊，只要凡事记得祷告、祈求和感谢呢，把你将你们所需要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里面保守我们的心怀意念。
Philippians chapter 4. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
这里呢,教导不是我们来代祷,不是为别人,这是为了我们自己,我们所需要,将你们所要的告诉神,我们为了自己的事情来祷告的时候。
So this is not even when we were interceding for other people, this is for when we're praying for our own needs.
他仍然是开始的时候,先是祷告。
First, in the beginning, is prayer.
哎呀，我们跟神父、父子好好有些交通。我们这到这次把这事情带到神的面前，父啊，你这件事情要在世界上怎么样带领我？
We have good fellowship with the Lord, and we speak to the Lord and ask Him how You would lead us in this manner.
哎，你祷告完了以后，你发觉呢，你刚刚要想要祷告的事情呢，你不用祷告了，因为这个不是我们需用的，这不是父要做的事情。
And so while we begin the fellowship, we may find that what we had planned on praying for, we don't really need to pray for, because it's not what the Lord wanted us to do.
当我们跟神有好美好的交通之后,
and after we have this good fellowship with the Lord,
为着父要在我们身上所做的事情，我们祷告。
And we'll pray for the things that the Lord wants to accomplish.
祷告之后呢，我们知道父要成就，我们感谢赞美神。
And after we finish praying for what the Lord is willing to act on, then we give thanks, because we know that He will act.
所以祷告容不容易呢？
We see that prayer is not very easy.
所有的那个信主的人都会祷告。
Everyone who believes in the Lord knows how to pray.
像一个孩子，这那个生下来很快的，他就会学习一个跟父亲怎么样讲话。
Even a small child, they very quickly learn how to speak to their father.
所以祷告应该是很简单的事情。
So praying should be very easy.
但是你发觉呢，祷告真的不是一件简单的事情。
But we see that it's not very simple.
要在站在父的心里祷告是何等不容易的事情。
To pray in accordance with the heart of the Lord is not very easy.
所以在路加福音第11章的时候,
so in Luke chapter 11,
那么有一天呢,耶稣基督在耶稣在那里祷告。
One day the Lord is there praying.
祷告完了以后呢,一个门徒就来问他说, 就来告诉主啊,请你教导我们怎么祷告, 像约翰教导他的门徒一样。
So a disciple comes to the Lord and says, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples how to pray.
要知道的,这些门徒们呢, 他们都是犹太人,而且呢,跟随主的门徒都是有心的那些犹太人。
So we know that all of these disciples were Jews, and those that followed the Lord were believing Jews.
那么,他们呢,从小就会祷告。
From their youth, they knew how to pray.
他们父母教他怎么祷告,他们的拉比教他们怎么祷告。
Their parents taught them how to pray. Their rabbi taught them how to pray.
他在会场里头听见这些文士、法利赛人怎么祷告。
And in the tabernacle, they've heard like the scribes and Pharisees pray.
有机会他们去圣殿的时候呢，他们还听见这祭司们怎么祷告。
And if they ever had a chance to go to the temple, they would hear the priests pray.
所以在对这个门徒来讲的话，祷告一定不是一个很生疏的事情。
So for these disciples, the prayer shouldn't be a foreign concept to them.
但是呢，那一天呢，他看见主在一个地方祷告，祷告完之后呢，他突然发觉他不会祷告。
So this disciple, after he heard the Lord pray, he realized that he didn't actually know how to pray.
那里呢，并没有记载说主是不是他的祷告门徒们有没有听到哈，这种讲出来的话祷告。
The Bible doesn't record if the the disciples heard what the Lord was praying.
那么如果主耶稣那时候祷告是出声的话，他们听到的话。
If the Lord spoke his prayer out loud and the disciples heard, I feel that it would have been a very beautiful prayer and it would have touched upon the heart of the Lord and that the disciples would have never heard a prayer like that before. If the Lord's prayer was silent, then it's even more The disciples must have seen how long is the Lord spending in prayer with the Father? What is he praying about?
虽然你也听见他在祷告什么，但是他就看他祷告的时候，他跟父这么样的亲近啊。
They may not have heard what he was saying, but they could see how close the Lord Jesus was drawing to the Father.
那主呢，他为了要选门徒的这之前，他曾经在他这个到山上去祷告，他整夜祷告父神。
Before he taught the disciples, he went up on the mountain and he spent the whole night praying to the Lord.
这些门徒们呢，常常跟他在一起，看见主祷告，他发觉呢，这么从小到大在祷告，他怕他不会祷告。So
all these disciples following Jesus, and even though they learned how to pray from their youth until their adulthood, they when they're following Jesus, they find that they don't really know how to pray.
他就是主啊，教导我们怎么祷告。So
they said, Lord, teach us to pray.
我们你会祷告吗？我会祷告吗？
Do you know how to pray? Do I know how to pray?
我在商场就觉得啊，很多时候我们真的需要主来教导我们怎么祷告。
Oftentimes, I feel we need the Lord to teach us how to pray.
主刚刚讲那些事情呢，我们在说的发觉，很多时候我们做不到。
And when the Lord asks us to do certain things, we may find that we can't accomplish them.
那主他说，所以你们祷告要这样做。
So he says, therefore, pray in this way.
当主说你们祷告要这样做，他什么意思呢？
What does he mean when he says, pray then in this way? Is he say, in the future when you pray, just say these words?
那有些地方聚会，他们聚会完了之后，大家就站起来，对，大家全部背一遍主祷文。
Some places when they gather after they finish gathering, they'll all stand up at the end and they'll recite together the Lord's Prayer together.
你发觉呢，在福音书里面哈。
You'll see that in the Gospels, however, even though the Lord taught them how to pray in this way, it is never recorded a single instance of the disciples praying these specific words. In the Acts of the Apostles, there are many prayers. But it's never recorded that they went in their prayer meetings or whenever they prayed that they prayed the Lord's Prayer.
在书信里面的时候，主那个他也那个使徒们哈，那个圣灵教导我们，刚刚我们在读了一些经文呢，教导我们怎么样祷告。但是呢，发觉没有一个祷告是那个主导文的。And
in the other epistles, even though the Holy Spirit is there showing us how to pray in different ways, it is not once recorded the Lord's Prayer.
所以呢，当主说你们要这样说，他在什么意思呢？
When the Lord says pray then in this way, what does he mean?
我想他绝对不是说我们就照着念啊背一遍念完的就算祷告完了。
I'm sure he doesn't mean for us to recite these words, memorize it, and then pray, say them once, and then that's it.
但是我们祷告的时候啊，里面要里面的内容哈，里面的那个里面的跟神我们里面的到底他们祷告的内容应该是怎么样？
The content of how we pray is what he's trying to convey
here.
There are two sides in the Lord's Prayer. One is towards the Father.
为着父的名祷告，为着父的国祷告，为着父的旨意祷告。
For the Lord's name, for his kingdom, and for his will.
那么一面呢，是为着我们自己的需要祷告。
And the other side is for our own need.
为我们这日常的需用祷告，为我们的犯过的罪，那个赦免祷告，为着那个不叫我们遇见试探祷告。
To pray for our daily needs, to forgive us of our sins, and to lead us not into temptation.
仔细想想看，我们的祷告就是这些嘛，不超过这个在主祷文的内容的。
If we consider what we pray about, isn't it just these things?
你在圣经上面呢看见的时候，他们虽然祷告不是照主祷文祷告，但他们内容是一样的啊。
even though the apostles, when they prayed, even though they didn't pray these specific words, the content is basically these things.
所以我们需要呢，虽然在那个，其实呢，有人说这个名字叫主导文呢，不正确。
Some scholars say that this what we call this prayer, the Lord's prayer, is not very accurate.
这不是主他的祷告，这是主教导我们的祷告。It
is not the Lord praying these words; it is Him teaching us how to pray.
我们呢需要在听主教导怎么样教导我们祷告。So
we need to listen to how the Lord teaches us to pray.
他说你们祷告的时候要这样，是吧？He
says, "Pray then in this way."
我们在天上的父，
Our Father who is in heaven.
主教导我们向父祷告。The
Lord teaches us to pray to the Father.
主的心意要我们向父祷告。The
Lord's will is for us to pray to the Father.
我们祷告向着父去的话，摸着主的心。If
we pray to the Father, we touch upon the heart of the Lord.
那个当我们来说我们在天上的父的时候，
we say our Father in heaven.
哎呀，你知道那里面呢，包括的内涵多么样的丰富。What
that encompasses, you understand how full that is.
那个创造宇宙万物的神，
the God who created all of creation.
天地的主，
the Lord of heaven and earth.
如今呢，是我的父亲，
is my Father.
在天上的父亲，
my Father who is in heaven.
当我们这样说话的时候，
when we say Father in this
way, 你知道这代表什么呢？
Do you know what this represents?
代表了我们跟神之间呢，是有相同的生命的。
That between the Lord and ourselves, we have the same life.
我们呢，不仅仅是被他所造的。
Not only were we created,
我们更是他所生的。
But we were born of Him.
当我们从母腹生出来的时候呢，那他是造了我们。
When we were born from our mothers, we were created by the Lord.
当我们呢，那个重生得救的时候，是他在用圣灵，用他的话语重生了我们，生了我们。
And when we believed in the Lord and we're saved by Him, then we were by the Lord's Spirit and His Word. We were born of the Lord.
一个被造的，如蛆如虫的人，跟我们的父的神是有相同的生命的。
That one who was created by God now has the same life as the Lord.
那么，当我们说到父的时候，
when we say Father,
哎呀，你还说到什么呢？
What else are we saying?
他说到了我们跟神父亲那个承继承的关系。
We're talking about our relationship with the Lord.
哎呀，当我们称上天上的父为我们的父的时候，
when we call our heavenly Father our Father,
你知道吗？父他所有的都要给我们。
We know that all that the Father has, He wants to give to us.
因为我们是他的儿子。
Because we are His son.
儿子天生来就是要继承父一切的产业的。
The purpose of sons is to inherit all that the Father has.
虽然父他的旨意是那样的高，他要做的事情是那么样的大，他的产业是那么样的丰富。
Even though what the Lord is trying to accomplish is so great, and his fullness is so great.
但是呢，我们知道，这些都是为我们，我们将来要都要成就，都要成绩的。我们的生命要像我们的主，我们的那个将来得的产业，那个是要从族来得产业的。
We know that all He's doing is for us, because we will inherit all that the Lord is preparing.
那最主要的是主教导我们向父祷告。
So Lord Jesus is teaching us to pray to the Father.
使徒们在你去看使徒们的那个书信的时候呢，使徒们都是向着父祷告。And
when you read the epistles by all the apostles, they pray all of them to the Father.
以弗所书那个三个重要的祷告。In
Ephesians there's a prayer.
先为着父的拣选的那个我们赞美祷告。
For the Lord's choosing, we pray and give thanks.
Elect,
predestination.
那么他说，愿重担归给我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在耶稣基督里面拣选了我们，叫我们在他里面成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Give thanks to the Father who has chosen us, and we have
elected us. In Jesus Christ from the foundation of the world,
Yeah, who has chosen us in Jesus Christ for the foundation of the world.
为着父的拣选，我们感谢，我们在赞美祷告。
For His predestination, we give thanks and pray.
第二个祷告呢，是为着那个赐下圣灵，我来祷告。
And for the second is that He for giving us the Holy Spirit. We give thanks to the Lord that He has given us the spirit of wisdom and understanding that we would truly know Him. We truly need the Lord to show us the Holy Spirit, to show us how full is the inheritance of the Lord that He's giving to us. And thirdly, the apostles pray to the Father to send the Holy Spirit. And the third prayer,
他说呢，那个我因此我在父面前屈膝啊，因为天上地下都是从他的名啊，求他按他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫我们心里边刚强起来，使基督以你们的信住在你们心里。
For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth derives its name, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner man.
叫你们的爱心有根有基，得以和能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱何等长阔高深。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth.
他在那里祷告父，让父借那个因着我们的信，叫基督住在我们心里头。
He prays to the Father that the Lord Jesus Christ would live in our hearts.
基督今天住在我们心里头，是父的工作，是父的心意，是父他自己做的事情。
Today, when the Lord Jesus lives in us, it is the work of the Father, and it is His will.
在圣经上面不是没有记载，我们向耶稣基督祷告。
The Bible, it isn't that the Bible has not recorded people praying to the Lord Jesus.
但是我们这个只能够想到大概是一两处圣经是这样子。
But when we think about it, there's only maybe one or two places where this is true.
当斯蒂凡他那个寻道的时候，他向着主祷告，主耶稣啊，求你接受我的灵魂。
When Stephen was martyred, and he prayed to the Lord Jesus, that, "Oh Lord Jesus, receive my spirit."
但是你从我们从圣经上面来看的时候呢，那个这是父的心意，是圣经的教导，让我们呢。
When we think about it, it is throughout the whole Bible, and it teaches us that it is through the Lord Jesus that we can come to the Father and pray to the Father. When we come before the Father, we know one thing. The only reason I can come before the Father
is
because His Son died on the cross. And shed His blood. And because He opened this new and living way, that we can come before the Father. And when we come before the Father, Lord Jesus is the firstborn among many brethren that will come before the Lord.
当我们来到父的面前的时候，还知道我们的主，他是这个升入高天尊荣的大祭司，天天在父面前为我们代求。We
know that the Lord Jesus before the Father is a great and faithful great high priest, and He is interceding for us daily.
当我们来到父的面前的时候，And
we come before the Father.
我们知道呢，在人和人中间只有一位中保，就是那降世为人的耶稣基督，他来自我们跟父面前之间的中保。
So, yeah, the Lord Jesus is the mediator between us and the Father.
主他让我们，他赐给我们一个名，叫我们在那个在他的名里头来向在父面前祷告。The
Lord has given us a name, and it is in through that name that we can pray to the Father.
什么叫做在主的名里头来祷告？
What does it mean to pray in the Lord's name?
那么，就是假设。 假设你是一个生意人，你现在呢，需要跟那个要奥巴马帮忙啊。Say
you are requesting the President Obama for help.
但是呢，你从来没有机会见过他，你也不认识他。You've
never met him though, and you haven't. 不是，你在那个不好意思就到他面前就直接去啊。And you may feel ashamed to come directly before him and ask.
有一天呢，你刚好在打高尔夫球的时候碰到了那个 Clinton。
So while one day when you're playing golf, you may accidentally bump into former President Bill Clinton. And you get along very well with him, and now you're good friends.
那么你有一天跟Clinton说，哎，我需要见见奥巴马，但是呢，我不知道怎么见他。
So one you may say to Clinton, I need to meet Obama, but I don't know how to approach him.
但是那个Clinton说没问题没问题，那拿着我的名片去见，他一定见你。
He'll say, "Oh, sure, no problem. Here, take my name card, business card, and you show it to him, and he'll meet you, no problem."
那么你拿了这个名片呢，就想要去见奥巴马，但是想想呢，这个奥巴马不好见了，还是后来跟你说，哎，这个我还是你可以帮我忙，你帮我忙好了。So
you may take his card and consider, but still meeting President Obama is not very simple. So you go back to Clinton and say, "Hey, why don't you do me this favor and ask him for me?"
跟你说，我给你名片，不是要你找我，你找我不需要名片，你要见你哥奥巴马需要我的名片。So
Clinton may reply to you, "I give you my card, not to meet me, but you need my card to meet Obama."
啊，这是一个很不完全的一个例子哈，但是呢，希望能够稍微了解的帮助我们了解，什么叫做在主的名里头。
This is a very incomplete example, but it helps us to understand a little bit what does it mean to pray in the Lord's name to the Father.
我想呢，当我们在主的名里头来到父的面前来说，
when we come to the Father in the Lord's name,
哎呀，这么摸着父的心呀。
How deeply do we touch the Lord's
heart? 哎呀，他因为他看见我们，不是只是看见我们，他看见他的儿子。
Because he not only sees us, but he sees his son.
哎，我们是在他儿子里面，他的名里头，在他里面来到父的面前。啊，父他绝对悦纳，绝对听我的祷告。
When we pray to the Father in the Lord's name, he is greatly pleased and will definitely hear our prayers.
这说是主教导我们向着父祷告。
More importantly, this is how the Lord taught us to pray.
他说祷告什么呢?
He says, what do we pray about?
首先呢，我们今天大概只能交通第一点啊。So
today we may only cover the first point.
他说呢，祷告呢是父啊，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name. May everyone treat your name as holy.
啊，父的名啊是何等样的尊贵。
How precious is the Lord's name?
父的名呢，是那个何等的超绝，是远超万民，是任何是人间人能够想得到的名。
The Lord's name is the name above all names, far beyond what we can imagine.
不但的父给儿他儿子是那个超乎万民之上的名，父这名就是远在那个万有之名的那个之上的。
Not only is the name the Lord gave to His Son far above all other names, but His own name is greater. Than all other names as well.
父的名本当就当在人面前被尊为圣。The
Lord's name should have been kept holy before all men.
父的名本当就会被别人所高举的。The
Lord's name should be praised.
当我们说到我们尊父的名为圣的时候，到底是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean when we say hallowed be your name?
我们在小的时候啊，在台湾长大。
When we were young and growing up in Taiwan.
那么这我不知道大陆情形怎么样哈。那么这台湾的时候，那时候要是说到蒋总统的话。
Now, I don't know what it was like in China, but in Taiwan, when we were speaking about the president.
我们呢被教导要求要立正。
We were taught that we had to stand.
Stand straight.
Stand straight.
那么不可以随便在讲蒋总统的名字。
You couldn't. Carelessly speak the president's name.
很多人说还要学习啊，这个蒋公语录哈，这个蒋总统说过的话。
And when we were taught the words that the president had spoken before.
哎呀，那个在那个威权时代里头啊，那个人的名字啊，哇，是那个碰到了这个没有人敢随便讲的。
It got to the point where the person's name got to the point where no one would say his name.
那么说到这个人的名字，我们要是要。
That we had to stand straight and firmly.
这是人世间的名字。This is a name
among men.
这个今天的人这个名字，还有谁还有几个人在念，还有几个人会这样做这个事情都不晓得。
How many people would still read his name or do these things.
但是呢, 当人说到父的名的时候，我们的态度是什么呢？
But when we speak of the Father's name, what is our attitude?
今天呢，多少人呢？那个随随便便称主的名。
Today, how many people carelessly call upon the name of the Lord?
我们就算是没有到那个地步，是妄称神的名啊。
We're not even gotten to that point. We may have even forgotten the Lord's
没有忘称了，就 call the Lord's name in vain. 虽然没到了地步，但是也差不多了。
We may not have called the Lord's name in vain, but it's getting close.
今天在人之间的时候，随随便便说 My God, My God 啊，有就是听着听着说，有时候讲话，有个人说啊 Jesus， 我说怎么这个事情跟这事情有什么关系呢？
And we may be talking and talking, and then some people will say, you know, in their conversation, my God, my God, or we may be talking about something, and then someone will say, Jesus. And then I think, what does the Lord have to do with what we're talking about?
那么人在说神的名的时候，神的主的名的时候，这么样的随便呢？
We see how carelessly people treat the Lord's name.
当我们说尊他的名为圣的时候，
We say, hallowed be your name.
不但是我们对他所示的，我们献上我们的敬拜赞美。
For who he is, we are offering up our thanksgiving and praise.
那么对他自己所示的，我们呢尊他所示的为圣。同时呢，又为着他所说的、他所做的，我们敬拜、我们赞美。
Not only for who he is, but what he has said and what he has done, we give thanks and praise to our Lord.
我们呢，不能只是说啊，在口头上是真的名为圣，但是呢，他所说的话、他所做的事，我们一点都不在乎。
So we should not just with our words say hallowed be your name and then ignore what he has done and what he has said.
当我们说我们尊他的名为圣的时候，
when we say hallowed be your name,
我们不但是认识尊重父所示的，
not only recognizing and revering who the Lord is,
我们遵循他所吩咐的，
we are being faithful to what he has asked us to do.
更是呢，我们呢走在，当我们说我们尊神的尊父的名为圣的时候，我们走在他的心意里头。
More importantly, when we ask the Lord's name be hallowed, we are walking in the path that he has set before us.
这叫做尊他的名为圣。
This is what it means to hallow the Lord's name.
我想要尊神的名为圣之前，我要认识什么是神的名，对不对？
And before we can hallow his name, we have to recognize what his name is.
如果我们不知道他的名字是什么，我们不知道他名字什么意思，可能我们没有办法从心里头来发出我们的赞美。
If we don't know the Lord's name or what his name means, we may not be able to, from the depths of our heart, give him that an honor.
当摩西在那个旷野，在荆棘的火焰当中遇见神遇见他的时候，
when Moses was in the wilderness before the burning bush and he was meeting the Lord.
那么神打发他回埃及去，把他的百姓从埃及地招出来。
When the Lord was sending Moses back to Egypt to call his people out of Egypt.
那么摩西说呢，当我回去的时候，跟我的这些百姓怎么说是谁打发我来的？你什么名字呢？
And then when Moses said to the Lord, "Who then shall I say has sent me?"
他说呢，那就是说那个自有永有的打发你来，那个自有的，就是我是的那一位。
And the Lord said, "Tell them that I am has sent them."
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
那么 底下他就说呢，耶和华是我的名啊，要存到永远。He
said, "Jehovah is my name, and it will endure forever."
那么，所以说到，所以神的名呢，一面来讲，他的神的名是耶和华。On
one hand, the Lord's name is Jehovah.
那么耶和华呢，就是说他是那位自有永有的。Jehovah
means I am that I am.
他呢，过去就是。 就是现在也是，将来还是那一位。
He is that which was, who is now, and will be.
那不但说到是神，他是个不改变的神。
Now is it telling us that the Lord is never changing?
他的性情不改变。
And his will never changes.
他的旨意不改变。
His purpose never changes.
他的工作法则不改变。
And his works will never change.
他过去是，他跟现在就是，他将来还是。
He was, and he is currently, and he will be in the future.
那么他是什么呢？
What is he?
那么一面他说呢，一面我们知道他是那个创造宇宙万物的主。
He is the Lord of all creation.
他是呢一切那个万物的源头。
He is the source of all things.
那么所有我们都能够看得见的，那都是能所知道的， 没有不是从父来的。
All that we see, nothing came apart from the Lord.
同时呢，他是那个他是众善的源头。
The book of James says all good things come from the Lord.
因为说到他说他是光,
he says he is light.
他是生命,
his life.
他是爱,
his love.
他是那个公义审判的那一位,
he is righteous.
所有我们认识的那个善的源头，他都是。
All the good things that we recognize, He is the source of them.
离开了他，那个光的源头就只有黑暗。
Apart from Him, the source of all light, there's only darkness.
离开那个爱的源头，里面只有恨。
Apart from the source of all love, there's only hate.
离开了那个生命的源头，它里面我们看得见的只是死亡。
Apart from the source of all life, all that we can see, is death. His name is that He is.
他的名包括了那个意思何等样的丰富。
And what He encompasses is so full.
但我们如果越认识他的名的时候,
if we recognize His name,
又发觉他的名实在是值得我们一切一生来敬拜来赞美的。
If we recognize His name, then we would be compelled to give thanks and praise for all of our lives.
那父呢,
our Father truly wants His people to know His name.
因为在以西结书里的时候呢, 你会发现有一句话呢, 一代一代的重复。
In Ezekiel?
Ezekiel.
There's a phrase that is repeated over and over.
他就说, 他们就知道我是耶和华。
That they would know that I am Jehovah.
他们就知道我是主耶和华。
And they would know that I am the Lord Jehovah. We see these words repeated over and over and over.
他借着审判以色列人, 他要他们知道, 我, 他们就知道我是耶和华。
That through judgment that they would know that I am the Lord Jehovah.
他借着审判列邦, 审判那个巴比伦, 他们就知道我是耶和华。
That His judgment on the Gentiles and on Babylon, that they would know that He is the Lord Jehovah.
他说呢, 我要除去他们的石心, 给他们一个肉心, 他们就知道我是耶和华。
I'll take away their hearts of stone and give them hearts of flesh, that they would know that I am the Lord Jehovah.
我要使他们这些一些成为一些枯骨的人, 我让他们长上肉, 吹上灵, 起来成为一个大的军队。
And all these dry bones, I would put flesh upon them and give them the breath of life and be a great army.
为什么呢?
Why?
如此他们就知道我是耶和华。
That they would know that I am the Lord Jehovah.
那知道以西结书是在什么地方写的呢?
And do you know where the book of Ezekiel was written?
以西结是在被掳之地写的。
It was written in captivity.
以色列人, 神带领他们几百年, 就算是那个千年多的时间, 那么他们到了那个时候, 他们还不知道什么是耶和华。
The Lord has led His people for hundreds, almost 1,000 years, and at that point in Ezekiel, they still don't know that He is the Lord.
神要用神的解释以西结书呢，讲了那么多他的工作，神要做一件事情，他们就知道我是耶和华。
The whole book of Ezekiel lists all the things the Lord has done for the people of Israel, and for what purpose? That they would know that He is the Lord Jehovah.
可见呢，认识耶和华这件事情不是容易的事情。
So apparently, knowing Jehovah isn't an easy thing.
以色列人一千多年的时间没有认识这个他的名。
The Israelites for 1,000 years they didn't recognize His name.
神呢要他百姓学那么大的功课，认识一件事情，他就是耶和华。
The Lord wanted to teach them this one single lesson. It's a great lesson that He is the Lord Jehovah.
他要他的百姓知道他就是那位自由永久，他是那一切我是的那一位。
He wants the people to know that He is the source of all things and that He is Jehovah.
他不仅仅让他们知道他就是神，他是唯一的神。
Not only does he want them to know that He is the Lord, He's the only Lord.
他们要他知道他是那我是的耶和华神。
He wants them to know that He is the I Am, Jehovah God.
当这里他说, 愿人都尊你的名为圣的吧?
Here, when it says, hallowed be your name, where all men would treat your name as holy.
英文呢，他只是说 "Hallowed be thy name"啊，就是愿你的名称为圣啊。中文的翻译呢是愿人都尊你的名为圣啊。In
English, we just say "Hallowed be your name," may your name be considered holy. But in Chinese, it says, "May all men treat your name as holy."
哎呦，中文的翻译是非常的美的。I
think the Chinese translation is very.
那个更能够摸到主的感觉。That
touches even more upon the heart of the Lord.
他不但是要他的百姓尊他的名为圣。
Not only does he want his people to treat his name as
holy. 哎呀，那个他的以色列百姓，那个神要他们认识他的名。
He wants the people of Israel to know his name.
那我们这些在教会里头，他是儿子的血所买的人，需要认识他的名。
And the people in the church, those who were bought by the blood of his son, to know his name.
当他说 "Hallowed be thy name" 的时候，他的意思是愿人都尊你的名为圣。
When the Bible here says "Hallowed be your name," may all men, know your name.
那么 那些不信主的人，外邦人怎么知道，怎么能够尊神的名为圣？
For those who don't believe, all these Gentiles, how would they know the name of the Lord?
在以赛亚书第二十九章啊，那有句话。
In Isaiah 29, there's this phrase.
他说呢，第二十二节，他说：“所以救赎亚伯拉罕的耶和华，论耶雅各家如此说：雅各必不再羞愧，面容也不自变色。”
Verse 22, therefore, thus says the Lord who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob. Jacob shall not now be ashamed, nor shall his face now turn pale.
但他看见他的众子,就是我手中的工作,在他那里,他们就必尊我的名为圣。
But when he sees his children, the work of my hands in his midst, they will sanctify my name.
必尊雅各的圣者为圣,必敬畏以色列的神。
Indeed, they will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob and will stand in awe of the God of Israel.
他说那个雅各家呢,他们呢,这个,不会再羞愧,因为不是变色。
It says, in concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, nor shall his face now turn pale.
但他看见他的众子,就是他手中的工作的时候。
But when he sees his children, the work of my hands,
哎呀,他们就要尊我的名为圣。
They will sanctify my name.
你看这里啊，他并没有说他们看见我的种子，就我手中的工作，做了些什么事情之后，那么他们会尊我的名为圣。
It doesn't say here that after they see his children, the work of my hand, doing something, would they sanctify my name.
他说，直到他们看见这些神的种子，他的百姓在他们那里的时候。
As long as they see God's chosen people, there, they would sanctify his name.
他们就要尊神的名为圣。
Then they will sanctify his name.
今天世界上世人怎么样能够尊神的名为圣呢？
Today, how will people sanctify the Lord's
当他们看见神的众子，神的百姓，他手中的工作在他们当中的时候。
When they see God's people, his children, the works of his hand among them.
看见这些人是曾经是跟我们是一样的人，世上的人，他们信了主了，得救了。
That all these people, they were people just like them. But when they believed in the Lord, they were saved. Their lives were changed.
哎呀，他们是神手中的工作。
We are the works in His hand. We truly are the works of His hand. God saved us.
神的那个带领我们。
He's leading us.
神改变我们。
He's changing us.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他一生一生的带领我们。
In our entire lives, He's leading us.
我们真是他手中的工作。
We are the work in His hand.
当我们这些神手中工作的人。
And we are, so all of us together are His work.
站在世人当中的时候，When
we stand among the people,
他们说，他们就要尊我的名为圣。Then
they will sanctify my name.
你看见呢，神的名要被尊为圣啊，是何等一件大的事情。And
we see that for the name of the Lord to be sanctified is such a great thing.
不但是在教会当中呢，他的名要被尊为圣。Not
only in the churches,
还要在世人当中，他的名被尊为圣。But
among the other people outside,
借着我们这些人
through us.
借着我们这些呢，曾经是死在过犯罪当中的人。For
all of us who were dead in our sins,
在教会当中，我们尊他的名为圣。In
the church, we sanctify the Lord's name.
在世人当中，我们显出他的名。And
among the people, we proclaim His name.
教父的名得胜，对众人被称为圣。So
that His name would be sanctified among
all men. 当我们这样祷告的时候
，When we pray in this way,
就是主教导我们祷告。
the way that the Lord has taught us.
就教导我们要尊他的名为圣。
The Lord teaches us that we have to sanctify him.
在我们身上的他的工作是何等的大。
How great is his work in our lives?
在我们身上的心意是何等的高的。
How great is his will for us?
他巴不得借着他的百姓。 让他的名在世人当中，在众人当中被尊为圣。
That he wants his name to be sanctified among all the people.
好叫他的国度能够来到。
So that his kingdom can come.
好叫他的旨意能够成就。
That his will would be done.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
父母感谢赞美你。
Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们。
That the Lord Jesus has resurrected from the dead and born us anew.
叫我们能够有活泼的盼望。
That we would have this living hope.
能够得到不能朽坏、不能衰残、不能玷污的存在天上的基业。
That we'd have this incorruptible inheritance in heaven.
哦，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
为着你在耶稣基督里面所成就的一切大事，我们感谢赞美你。
For all the great works you've accomplished in the Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you.
为着你在圣灵里面所教导我们的功课，我们来感谢赞美你。
For the work that you are teaching us today,
再来教导我们怎么样祷告。
Lord, teach us once again how to pray.
好叫你百姓，我们的祷告能真正摸着主的心。
That as we pray, we will truly touch upon the heart of the Lord.
他的父的旨意能够成就。
That His will be done.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.